You are listening to Folk Life, Danish Roots and Folk Music in Concert. Welcome to Radio Folk DK's podcast, Folk Live. My name is Morten Alfred Højrup, and in this edition of the podcast, we'll be featuring the Danish violin and guitar duo Fromsager Hockings in a concert recorded at the famous Danish Tønder Festival that runs the last weekend of August every year. Violinist Ditte Fromsager and guitar player Sigurd Hockings met at Tønder Festival 16 years ago, and they have been together ever since then, not only composing and playing music, but also starting up their own family. While doing so, they have been traveling with their music in Denmark, Scandinavia, Great Britain, Europe and all over Australia, just to mention a few places. Lately, they have also started a small music school and a cider farm, but that doesn't stop them from performing at venues and festivals around the world every year. The first tune that we are going to hear was composed by Ditte Fromsager for her little daughter, who loves raw rhubarb. First, Ditte didn't know about her daughter's special taste, so she kept planting rhubarb in their garden, and she really couldn't understand why they never came out from the soil. But now she knows what happened to them. Her daughter simply ate them as they were coming up, and that made Ditte compose the tune Raw Rhubarb for her daughter.
Thank you very much. We're going to go on now with a song that I composed, and it's about my home village on Bornholm in Gudhjem, where I grew up. Has anybody been there? Yes, there's a couple. And I grew up in this village right at the top, next to the old mill. And behind our house was a big, huge open field, where all the kids used to go and play all day. And in the middle of the field was a very old oak tree. And that was the meeting point for everybody. And when I come back to the island, Bornholm, now, I love to visit this place and just check out if everything is the way it used to be. And in a way, it isn't. Because there's a lot of people that are not there anymore, of course. And there's actually a lot of houses built on the field. But the big oak tree still stands there. And I love that. And that's what this song is about.
Thank you very much. We're gonna carry on with two tunes that we wrote for my dad. And he suffered from a severe case of FOMO. Do you know FOMO? Fear of missing out. And apparently this is an illness that inherit this illness or... Thank you.
right. We travel around and play our instruments all the time. So, of course, they are our dearest possessions. And once in a while, we have to, of course, hand them in for repairs. And it is always a question of the deepest respect. What do you say? You have to really trust the person who is going to take them apart. You know what I mean? And for many years, I used to go to a lady in Copenhagen who had a lovely little violin shop near the central station, and she would fix up my instruments. And one day when I got my instruments back from her shop, this tune that you will hear now, it came out of the violin in one piece, suddenly. So I think that she must have put it in there somehow. So this is for Lise Jørgensen, and also for my very shiny fiddle. Hey. Mentioned earlier, I grew up on Bornholm, and for our international guests, I can just say that it's one of the smaller islands of Denmark, And we have our own language, in a way. It's a little bit more than a dialect. It's a bit of another language. And for some reason, the dialect is disappearing a little bit, and the younger generations don't have it so much, including myself. And of course, a bit embarrassing. So we will repair that right now for you and sing a very old song from Bornholm, which I found. And I took this song and I went home to my uncles who live on Bornholm and who has the real dialect still, or the real language. And we learned this song, not just myself, but also Mr. Sigurd Hawkins here will sing in Bornholm language. Now, for you. So, yeah, what do you think? So here we go, we're gonna sing this walking song, and it's about walking to the market with the cow, as you do on a Sunday morning. And we are describing all the beautiful things we see along the way. The beautiful hills and the trees and the birds in the sky, and also a fat, huge salmon that we managed to catch on the way. This is a tourist advertisement for Bornholm.
Thank you. What do you think about my Bornholm dialect? Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Well, we come to our last tune. Thanks for coming. And it's been great playing for you. And I think now this, I think this tune is very fitting for a Turner Festival. It's a tune I wrote, and I wrote it for our son, because he has the same hair color as Dieter's fiddle. Yeah, so I thought he needs a real fiddle tune. And I think this is maybe my subconscious as well that sort of speaks through this tune, because it's a bit cowboy-like. And I don't know. I think many of us dream of being a cowboy somewhere, yeah. Woo! But I've tried all sorts of stuff, like Uxendorp, where we live. I've tried wearing a cowboy hat. It doesn't work. I can't. I don't know. It doesn't feel right. But then I've sort of come around this in a different way. So we have a big apple orchard, so the grass needs mowing. So I bought this big Stiga garden tractor with a front mower. Yeah. So I thought that's pretty cool. That's a bit like, I think it was a bit John Deere-like. Yeah, exactly. So I thought, this is great. Wow, man. But then Dita, she filmed me on her mobile phone, and I watched it, and all I saw was a fat guy on a bumper car. So there went that dream out the window, or that illusion. So okay, but thanks for
thank you.
You have been listening to Folk Live featuring the Danish violin and guitar duo Fromsager Hawkins in a recording from the Danish Tønder Festival 2019. You'll get much more info if you visit their page on fromsagerhawkins.com, FromsagerHawkins.com. The concert was recorded and mixed by Peter Hellesø, and this podcast was supported by Rosa Danish Rock Council, Tempe Roots Music of Denmark, and the Danish Arts Foundation. My name is Morten Alfred Højrup. Thank you for listening.